I don't know if you saw this interview that Ben Affleck did. See, but this whole thing about Ben Affleck today?
No.
Okay. So he gave an interview to Wall Street Journal magazine for the December-January issue. And what he told them was that it's very important to have two parents for the rearing and upbringing of a child.
Okay. Why would he say that?
I'm aware there's probably a lot of widowed and widowered and single moms and single dads out there that probably really disagree with Ben Affleck making the statement, it's important to have two parents for the rearing and upbringing of a child.
I think everybody has an issue with that statement.
So, you know, I was thinking maybe I agree with him. You know, when you look at these two parents, Amanda Hancock and Stephen Williams in Glendale, Oregon, you know, there's a father, there's a mother, they have a 7-week-old baby, and they are facing murder charges. Wait a minute. Let's see. Hang on a minute. Wait. Oh, they were making
no parents.
They were making an adult film, and while they're making an adult film, the baby died. Okay, so not them. That's a bad example. That's a very bad example. Okay. How about this? I got a much better example.
I like that example. I like porn parents that killed a kid.
No, I got a much better example. So there's this, you know, maybe because they were too young. They were very young. Here's an older father, 41 years old, Kim Yoo-chul, and the mother, Choi Mi-sun. You know, they have this adorable little baby, and they're really into video games. And they were, arrested in 2010 because they also neglected their baby. And the baby died of, wait, that's not a good one. Hang on. This got to be a good one. Mother lights baby on fire. No.
No, that's not good. No.
Oh, okay, wait. I found two parents. Ben Affleck is right. James Davis, Sandra Davis, Dodge County. You know, they have these great kids. They have a couple. They have a 14-year-old daughter. And they thought, you know what? Let's trade sex with the 14-year-old daughter in exchange for monthly payments on the minivan? Wait, hang on a minute.
I see what you're doing here. You're making fun of Ben Affleck. You're not standing behind him. You're making fun of him here.
Let's see. Mother and father kills themselves after brutality
on
child.
What you're doing.
Father rapes daughter. Wait.
You're not on his side.
Hang on. Yeah, father rapes daughter, not a good one. The mother stood by and watched.
No, that's a horrible one.
Yeah, it's a horrible one. But you know what? Ben Affleck is right.
I think you need at least one parent. I think having no parents pretty much sucks. So you have to have at least one, but you don't need both.
No, actually, every bit of research shows as long as you have one good role model, it doesn't have to be a parent. It could be your grandparents. It could be like a grandparent, an auntie. If you're a foster child and there's a really great guy, whether it's a big brother or whether it's the father in the family, mm-hmm. you just need one strong role model in your life. And that's the premise behind, you know, Big Brothers, Big Sisters. That's the premise behind Big Brothers, Big Sisters, you know? And what's weird about this, if you think about it, Ben Affleck is divorced.
Right.
So he's basically left his former wife
and
Jennifer Garner to raise the two young children on her own. So I don't know what the fuck
he's
talking about. He's
raising somebody else's children when he's with J-Lo. So no, that comment makes no sense.
Right. And here's the other thing. He says it's important to have two parents for the rearing and upbringing of a child. Why did you have so many nannies? Why was there one nanny per child? If parents are so important, you know, when you were off making movies and she was off making her TV show and you had nannies raising your child or your children, you know what I mean? Like,
that's what
hello.
He should have said. Two parents and a nanny per child.
Right.
That's what you need to bring up kids correctly.
Two parents, two nannies, a personal chef,
mm-hmm.
a housekeeper, and a driver.
And grandma and grandpa every now and then.
Eh.
And a personal driver and shopper for the child.
Yeah, if the kid has a personal assistant, you don't really need grandma and grandpa.
Oh, okay.
And
somebody to do their Instagram until they're old enough to type.
And a social media expert. You're right. Okay, so Ben Affleck should have said, it's important to have two parents for the rearing and upbringing of a child, as long as there's also a social media expert, a personal assistant, a nanny per child, a weekend nanny in case anyone goes away on the weekends, of course. Yeah, weekend nanny as well.
You need a vacation nanny. We've heard of those. We have somebody who has a vacation nanny in our life. So you have to take the nanny on vacation because you can't do it yourself.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. So maybe not so much with the important to have two parents for the rearing and upbringing of a child if you're Ben Affleck and you're divorced and you've had nothing but assistance and help and you've been off making movies.
Yeah, I could fight that and say you would have been better off only having one parent bring you up until your stepdad came along.
Well, that's the thing. I was thinking about this. I was like, okay, I had a single mom until I was 10.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe he's right because I only wrote 7 books and I only had a successful radio career and I only owned my own house. Maybe I could have owned 2 houses or written 8 books. So, you know, 7 books, 8 books. If I would have had a dad around longer,
if you would have had a dad, you would have a driver's license right now.
That's a good point, too.
You would have a car and a driver's license, which things you do not have.
Well, if I had a driver's license, I'd probably have several convictions as well.